Your taxes hold the key.
Motorists, you can now pay your motor vehicle certificate of fitness fees online. It's easy. Visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. Have your TRN and a valid credit card to complete the transaction. Print your receipt, then proceed to any Island Traffic Authority ITA location to have the receipt validated. The service is currently available at the following locations: Solofield Road, Spanish Town Road, Harbourview Weighing Station, St. Thomas, Spanish Town, Maypen, Mandeville, St. Anne's Bay, and Montego Bay. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
You've heard of adopting children or even puppies and kittens that need a home. Maybe you've even considered it. But have you ever thought about adopting a clinic? Keep listening to get the facts. This week, I'll be telling you about the Health Ministry's Adopt a Clinic initiative. Yes, you heard me correctly before. You can adopt a clinic, but that doesn't mean you can take it home with you. The idea is for primary healthcare facilities such as clinics and public health centers to benefit from the support of individuals, groups, or companies. The Health Ministry recently launched this program to engage the private sector locally and in the diaspora to play a more active role in improving the performance of the public health system. 100 health centers from all 14 parishes have been identified for improvement under the program. Work may include funding minor infrastructural upgrades, improved maintenance, the provision of small clinical and dental equipment, furnishing and gift of services including clinical support. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton is encouraging Jamaicans to support the initiative.
Each year we attempt to accommodate these individuals based on requests through our internal charitable organization, the Health and Wellness Foundation. What we're attempting to do is to use this program, Adopt a Clinic, to formalize that relationship and to encourage more Jamaicans, more corporate entities, to see the value, not in a transactional relationship, but to promote a relationship over an extended period of time with a particular primary healthcare facility.
Minor infrastructural upgrades include refurbishing windows and doors and repairs to concrete walls, while minor maintenance can include painting and termite treatment. Minor equipment and furnishing including desks, chairs, computers and printers, clinical and dental equipment.
So Adopt a Clinic is about a relationship between that donor and a particular community through that particular health center. It's a relationship between the clinic or health center and the community, and it's a relationship that is cemented in a between the donor and the facility itself, the clinic.
Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton. For each facility, the projected financial outlay is $5,000 to $8,000 per year. Clinical support to clients includes on-site sessions by medical personnel or remote sessions through teleconferencing. Donors can also pledge greater financial support by major upgrades, expansion, large dental and medical equipment at these or any other facility agreed on with the Health Ministry. Gift of services is another category identified for donation. It's classified as skilled labor, special skills, consultant services, medical services, and any other services that can strengthen the health system. The Ministry of Health is inviting persons, groups, or organizations to adopt a clinic. The adopter will be categorized as a bronze, silver, gold, or platinum sponsor based on the monetary value of the support. For more information, visit the Adopt a Clinic website at adoptacliniqjamaica.co.uk. That's it for this week's edition of Get the Facts. I'm Twyla Whelan. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, join us again next week for more.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.